for people who are coffee drinkers, any of you guys coffee drinkers? Okay, good. It's better that way. But for people who are coffee drinkers, the Shabbos and Yom Tov poses a unique challenge because it is possible to make instant coffee on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but instant coffee isn't good. There is much better when you have fresh brewed coffee, but you can't really brew coffee on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So there are all sorts of etzos that people come up with. So a number of people have been asking me about the notion or the way of making coffee. I don't even know if it's what it's called, but they take a filter, they put the filter over a cup, they put a bunch of coffee grinds in the filter, and they just pour hot water over the coffee grinds, and slowly the coffee drips into the cup. Now, that's one way of doing it. Then there's something else that's called a French press. French press, I think, is a similar idea, except you press down to sort of rush the water through the coffee grinds and squeeze out the water from the coffee grinds. So these are two different issues. There's the just letting it slowly seep through, and then there's the French press where you press it through. So in order to understand these issues, it's important to realize that what the potential malachos are. And it seems that there are two potential malachos. There is, of course, the malacha of borer, and then there is the malacha of bishul. Now, when it comes to Shabbos and it comes to Yom Tov, these issues are going to be very different from each other. Certainly on Shabbos, bishul is aser, and on Yom Tov, bishul is mutter. That it's a malacha sochel nefesh, and the Torah itself tells us that any malacha that's for ochel nefesh, ulevado yeyaseh lachem, that a person is allowed to do such a malacha. And when it comes to borer, there are differences between Shabbos and Yom Tov as well. In general, to break up a mixture into its components is a violation of borer. Cases of foods where a mixture has two different types of food, let's say nuts with raisins, or food and waste material like pits or dirt or coffee grinds that you're trying to separate from something else, so that would involve some level of borer. Now the issue of borer applies even when it's not deliberate, meaning if you randomly separate cutlery to set the Shabbos table, that also can be a violation of borer, even though each fork or spoon is picked up at random and put in the proper spot, so you're not actually dafka picking up this one right now, but you're sorting it all out. So in borer, we're not going to go through all the halachas of borer, but there are generally three conditions in order to allow borer on Shabbos. That it has to be ochel mitoch ha-psolas, it has to be biyad, done by hand, and it has to be li'alter, for immediate use. However, when it comes to Yom Tov, things are a little bit different. One would imagine that since ochel nefesh is mutter, if you're doing borer for the sake of Yom Tov, that it should automatically be mutter. You should be allowed to do anything. But the reality is that even though doing borer without fulfilling all those three conditions is often mutter on Yom Tov, there are certain situations where it's aser even with those three conditions, and there are certain situations where those three conditions do apply. So it really breaks down into different categories. So for example, anything that's normally done in regular food preparation and you cannot do prior to Yom Tov with the same results, you're allowed to do on Yom Tov without any questions. That is regular ochel nefesh, and that's mutter. Shulchan Aruch paskins and Aruch Chaim sim tofkuf yud siv beis haborer kidneys b'Yom Tov borer kedarko. You could be borer in the normal way. That's the one that's relevant for us, because here we're dealing with food, we're dealing with something that cannot be done with equal effectiveness before Yom Tov. If you would try to brew your coffee before Yom Tov, it won't be fresh anymore on Yom Tov, so that's the one that's relevant to us. So in terms of borer and in terms of bishul, it would seem that on Yom Tov we would not have a problem. So if someone wants to know, can they use the French press, or can they use this other method of letting the coffee drip through on Yom Tov, it would seem that it would be completely permissible on Yom Tov. What about Shabbos? Is it mutter to do it on Shabbos? So interestingly enough, this seems to be an explicit Mishnah in Masechah Shabbos. The Mishnah Masechah Shabbos And Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis says that Ein Tolin Es HaMishmeres Bi Yom Tov L'Sanin Bashamarin, that even on Yom Tov you're not supposed to hang a strainer to strain out the sediment of grapes, to get wine out of the sediment of grapes, or the grape flavor out of the sediment of grapes. Meaning essentially what it seems to be describing is setting up exactly the system that we're describing with coffee, except instead of coffee it's with grapes, so that you won't end up with water that's flavored like coffee, you'll end up with water that's flavored like grapes. But it's the same idea. But if it was Tluyav Omedes, if it was already hanging there from before, the strainer was already set up before Yom Tov, then you're allowed to put in the grape pieces and run the water through the grape pieces. And the Mishabura writes in Simen Tavkuf Yod Sivkat and Tazayin that this is that the whole issue of setting up the strainer in the first place is only an uvda dechal issue, which l'chora had to do with the way that they would set up the strainer. It has nothing to do with us, with our case, and therefore it would seem that it's mutter, that even on Shabbos l'chora it should be mutter to, as long as you avoid bishul, in to run the strainer through. And that's why the Mishnah Shabbos Daf Kuf Lam Tesam Beis says Nosnin Mayim Al Gabe Hashemarim Bishvil Sheyitzlu, that one is allowed to run water through these grape sediment pieces to make grape juice, and that, or to make grape flavored drink, and that's totally fine. The Mishmur writes Slulim Ratzlomer Shiyashemarim Slulim VaMayim Zovamayim Im Mixas Minayayin Shenisha Baluavo, that there's this grape flavor that's stuck in there, and you're extracting it by having the water run through. So the big question that all the posts can deal with is, yes, I see that the Mishnah says it's mutter, but why is it mutter? Isn't this an example of borer? Isn't this a violation of borer? That here you have a mixture of the water and the coffee grinds, or the water and the grape sediment, and then you're sorting it out through the strainer where the water comes out with the grape flavor and all the sediment is left behind. So isn't this a violation of borer? So the Piske Harid in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Tesam Beis writes, Shmarim shayu nosnim b'mishmeres mivod yom sheyestaninu ayayin shabahen va'achshav ein ovin ve'einon yordin mutter losis l'tochon mayim kedei l'lach l'chon v'yimoshech ayayin achar amayim. You're allowed to set up this whole system v'yilketu amayim v'ashmarim tam hayayin. It's going to extract the taste of the yayin. Ve'ein zeh sinun shamayim kasher shom kasher samosan kach yetsu. The reason it's not considered straining is because the same way you put the water in, that same volume of water is what comes out. It's not bringing any extra volume with it. So when you're setting up this whole system and you're pouring the water in, you're not trying to create a mixture and resort it. You're taking out exactly what you're putting in. It's just that on the way it took out some flavor also. But it's only getting flavor. It's not actually taking any of the mamashos with it. So the way the Tosfos, the Piskei Rid explains, and this is the way the Piskei Riaz explains as well in Masechta Shabbos, is that since you are not sorting anything new from the sediment, it's just whatever water you're putting in, you're taking out. It just happens to chop a little flavor on the way, but it's not actually taking any mamashos. That would not be a violation of borer, even on Shabbos. Lichora, the same exact svara would apply to the coffee. That you're not trying to get any coffee grinds in your coffee. That would be disgusting, right? What you're trying to do is get exactly the amount of water that you put in, you want to take out, and you just wanted to pick up some flavor along the way. So lechora, that would be permissible. However, the Mishnah only allows pouring it in and letting it happen by itself. But to actually actively squeeze it in any way, to actively push it in any way, lechora would be problematic. That would be a violation of borer. And therefore the French press, the way I understand it, is you're actually supposed to press it down. That would be a problem. But to just set up the filter and pour the water through, l'chora, that would be mutter to do on Shabbos, provided that one can avoid the Isser of Bishul. How does one avoid the Isser of Bishul? So in general, the halacha is a Kli Rishon is Mevasha. So if you're cooking something in a Kli Rishon, it's a problem, that's actually Bishul. Iroi Kli Rishon is Mevashel Kedei Klipa. When you pour something out of a Kli Rishon directly onto raw food, that also can be some sort of violation of Bishul. Kli Sheni, in general, is Eino Mevashel, but for Kalea Bishul, for things that are easily cooked, Kli Sheni is Mevashel as well. So therefore, one should not use, one has to be concerned that whatever it is that they're cooking, that it might be considered Kalea Bishul, and therefore one avoids using even a Kli Sheni for things like that. However, anything past a Kli Sheni is not Mevashel at all, according to Rav Moshe, and that's why Rav Moshe holds you can make tea in a Kli Shlishi, because it is past a Kli Sheni, it is no longer able to be Mevashel, against Mishra Berurah, but I think most poskim assume, like Rav Moshe, and therefore it would seem that as long as you use a Kli Shlishi and not a Kli Sheni, that it would be mutter to pass the water through the coffee grinds, even on Shabbos, that it would not be a problem. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach has the same svara with a borer that we mentioned before, that it would not be, l'chor would not be a problem. So at the end of the day, can one use a French press coffee maker on Shabbos and Yom Tov? The answer is Shabbos, no. Yom Tov, l'chora, yes. Can one use this filter setup for to make coffee on Shabbos and Yom Tov, where you just run the water through? L'chora, it would seem that it's a Beferish Mishnah that one is permitted to do it, certainly the way the Rishonim explain the Mishnah. Now, to be totally upfront, I asked Rav Shechter about this a number of months ago, and we looked at the Mishnah together, and he says it would seem from the Mishnah that it would be mutter, but I would need to see a little bit more how the Rishonim explain the Mishnah and to see if it taka does apply to the case of coffee. I did not get a chance to talk to him again after I found these Rishonim and the way they explain it, but it would seem to me that based on the way the Rishonim are explaining the Mishnah, that this absolutely does apply to coffee as well, that it's the same Svara, you're just taking out the water with a little bit of flavor without taking out any of the Mamashus itself.